Hello, my name is Andy, and this is a new episode of Life in the Bear Cave with Andy Bundy. This is episode 9. I know I had not recorded for the last couple weeks, but I'm here now, and we're going to get started right after this message. So stay tuned. All right, hello again. My name is Andy, and this is Life in the Bear Cave with Andy Bundy. Typically, this is a podcast talking about my Twitch streams and my community and other stuff like that. So, honestly, lately, I haven't been making a lot of Twitch streams. However, this past Friday? I don't remember what day. I did actually do a live stream. It lasted probably like 30 minutes to an hour, and it was to unbox my Reddit Secret Santa gift that I received. It was like Monday or Tuesday, because I was sitting here all week, and there were three giant Amazon boxes sitting there staring at me, and I was like, I need to open these, so that's when I did it. And it was great. I got, if you didn't watch the stream, which is still available in my VOD, and I'm contemplating uploading it to YouTube, my Secret Santa gifted me some acoustic foam, some DIY light kits, a light reflector, and there was something that came out with that. What was it? Oh, a shotgun microphone, a really good, or like a pretty neat looking one. It's not what I'm using for this, by the way. I'm still using my Blue Snowball. But that was my last Twitch stream that I broadcast. However, I have been hanging out in other friends' Twitch streams, such as SBO717's, OB1362's, Tyler Hobin. I hope I said that right. J-O-B-I-N. Fish. Nick Makes Plays. Those are just some of the off the top of my head that I've been stopping into when I see them live. Most of them have been doing like shiny, like I know Fish, Tyler, and Nick have been doing Pokemon. SPO's been doing a little bit different stuff. But it's been kind of cool getting to hang out and be more of a viewer than a broadcaster, which, don't get me wrong, I love doing the broadcasting thing, and I don't want to stop doing it. I'm at a standstill right now, which I'll talk about later. But getting to hang out and build that community with other people, it's a good feeling. Like, you come in, you type something in the chat, and they're like, oh, Andy, you're welcome to the stream, and feel at home. That's a great feeling. So that's... I have still been active on Twitch, just not as a broadcaster. Oh my goodness. And I'm pretty happy with that. But I'm also going to kind of give you an insight into what my life has been like. My new job has been great, working kind of a first shift job, it keeps me busy, lots of projects that we're doing. I think I talked last time about the Cyber Monday stream that I did, which went well. Had Thanksgiving and all that. And then just recently, because one of my jobs is the auditorium manager at the high school here locally, I knew I was going to be involved in the community theater. But once they found out that my evenings are free, they asked if I wanted to audition for their new show, which they're doing Hello Dolly, and I obliged and auditioned actually this last weekend, so that's a possibility that might be coming here in the near future, which, I don't know, might screw up my streaming schedule a little bit more, but we'll see from there. I think since I was in college especially and doing a lot of their main stage productions at school, it kind of caught the theater bug, and kind of doing that kind of stuff is just fun for me now. That being said, my streams are still up in the air. And you probably will see me pop up streams like off the, like, I have a free time, let's stream. So it's not going to be anything consistent at this point, which I know is terrible for streamers, that you don't have a set time that you come, so people expect it. But unfortunately, that's where I'm at this point. And so I'm going to deal with it. Also, this last week, we had the Game Awards. That has been a very interesting thing for me to watch. Well, every couple years when I get the chance to watch it, seeing how niche of a gamer I actually am. When I'm looking at all these games, I'm like, I have never heard of some of these. Or seeing when certain games are popular, like Fortnite, League of Legends. I knew of those ones. And just some of the reveals that they do. And it's kind of interesting to see how many different types of gamers there are. If that makes sense. Still no Smash Ultimate news. We don't know who the last DLC fighter is going to be. But I'm excited for whenever they're going to announce that. I thought it would be at the Game Awards. I was wrong. But as of this recording, which is December 15th, nothing yet. Lately, my family has been... We got the Disney Plus subscription and we've been watching through The Mandalorian. Great show. Highly recommend. Steven Universe Future started also last week. Also good. If you like the original Steven Universe show, definitely recommend the Future one. Kind of an epilogue series. I really haven't been watching a lot of shows other than like live streams. But that's really all that that's been going on in my life. Nothing too exciting, but it's been... This last couple weeks of chaos, we had a family, or like a, we call it an open house. It's kind of just like a really casual Christmas party. Yesterday, actually, it was a good time. Nothing too crazy or big or anything like that. But it went well. My friend Obi came over and visited, which was great. Him and Bubbles, his wife, which I'm so glad that they came and they got me a little stocking full of gifts and stuff. Oh, that was kind of cool. And some of the other friends and people that I haven't seen in a while. It was kind of nice to catch up. But that's really all that I have this week. The issue with where I'm at right now is that there's really nothing going on. Game-wise, I've been playing a mix of Pokemon Sword, Uno on the Switch, because there was, I think, a Black Friday deal where it was severely discounted. I got this from SBO. And then I had some Nintendo Gold points, and I got the game for free. So that was and it's a fun little game. Especially if you like Uno, which I do. Also try and, play Smash at least once a week to kind of, keep it fresh. I don't always get to sit and play with like Obi because every Wednesday night, him and his community play Smash Arena as just a free-for-all on Wednesday nights, which is great. What else? I was going to try and play some more Brawlhalla because they added some Steven Universe character skins, crossover skins. Didn't realize you had to pay for those, so I didn't get to try those out. I was severely disappointed, but c'est la vie. But that's really everything else that I've been dealing with. This last couple weeks has just been preparing for this Christmas party that was yesterday, and now we're getting close to Christmas and trying to get all that craziness figured out. I think that's going to be it for today. This is going to be a super, 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 super short podcast. And I think I'm going to plan for at the beginning of the month, so January, to have some guests planned that we can record and have a little bit more of a structure. This is like the third, I think, week in a row that I've said that I wanted to do it this way. But right now it's just kind of just me talking. I have some ideas of people that I want to ask, and possibly we'll see who's all willing. And if you want another podcast to listen to, this is a good segue. My friend and mod, Falco Flyer, he just started a podcast for specifically Splatoon people. What did he call his? He called it Under the Ink. And it's, if you go to anchor.fm/undertheink, or I think Falco probably has links to it on his stuff. Actually, I'll put a link in the show notes here for you if you want to listen. Give that a listen. I definitely recommend his first episode with Snowpoke, who is another fantastic Splatoon streamer. And right now, that's the only one that he has uploaded. But definitely recommend. It's a good listen. I've also noticed the significance. That's another thing I can talk about. How much social media, like, I had to sit through half an hour to an hour webinar on social media and marketing for it and the trends that they think are going to be happening in 2020. That was an interesting little listen. Kind of talking about, you know, trying to be more of a social one-to-one, but also at the same time, you know, looking into things like TikTok or doing stuff like that. I'm just like, there's so much that I don't know about social media, and it's amazing how much it changes. Because I was looking back at, like, when I first started on Facebook in like 2008, 2009, how different it was then compared to what it is now. And then, like, going through the eras of MySpace, Twitter, YouTube even has changed so much since 2009. It's kind of crazy. And now we have things like Discord and Twitch. I was actually just talking again yesterday, I think it was, about how I actually started doing live streaming on the website Blog TV. It doesn't exist as Blog TV anymore. It was a live stream. Just chatting from Twitch, but just that. There was no gaming and stuff like that. It was it's actually called You Now. I think they bought it out or it changed its branding. I don't remember. But a lot of people jumped off after that, and I was one of those people. I've been streaming for a long time, and not like professionally, like doing it as a full-time job or anything like that, but I'm realizing I've been casually streaming off and on for 10 years, 8 to 10 years. It's kind of crazy to think about. I've also been creating content like on YouTube about the same time, and it changes so much. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Anyway, that's kind of all I have for today, because, again, I'm kind of rambling at this point, trying to fill time, but as I said, and Christmas is coming in the next 10 days, actually, and then New Year's, and by the time the New Year hits, I will have a little bit more structure to this podcast. It'll be great. For those of you who are listening, if you have any questions for me, feel free to leave a voice link or a voice message. The link's in the show description. Or you can send me a message on Discord, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. I probably have an account on there. But if you have things you want me to talk about on the podcast, or if you have guests that you think would be good for me to talk to, send me a message and maybe they might appear on here. And I think that's going to be it for today. So thank you so much for listening. And until next time, this has been Life in the Bear Cave with Andy Bundy.